Thanks for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you were blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
Hello, hello, hello. It's been a while. Did you all survive the holidays? I can see you survived. But how much weight did you gain? I gained a few. I probably gained for you because, oh my goodness, those pies. And now I'm addicted to whipped cream. My husband and I are putting whipped cream. Yes, last night I had a piece of toast with jelly and chocolate chips and whipped cream on it. I don't know. I got to get over that. But can I have the healing team, everybody that's on the healing team, come up here and sit by Barb and where Chris and I were sitting. Just come and fill this area. So Steve and Kathy, come up, all the healing team members come up here and sit up here where people, so, and thank you, I didn't see you. So everybody, not sure how this is going to work because the Lord's changing it up for me, but, I know that some things might start happening. So everybody needs to know that this section over here is healing team members, and they'll be able to help you if you get stuck on anything that we're working through. So how many of you have kept your New Year's resolutions so far? That's pretty good. How many of you made them? So some of you didn't make it, I noticed. I don't even make them anymore. Oh, my word. I gave up a few years ago. But I do have New Year goals. So I don't make a resolution because that seems so absolute, and I can never do the absolute unless it's Jesus. But like if I vowed to, if made a resolution not to eat whipped cream, I don't know that I'd make it very far right now. However, I have goals, and it's not to eat more whipped cream. But I do have goals that I want. I have want tos, things that I want to do, things that I hope to do, those kinds of things that I set in place. And during worship, the Lord brought this scripture to mind to me. When we look forward to the new year, we have hopes, right? Like for a better year. I know that this election has caused a divided church. I have a lot of friends that are in fear of this president. I had a lot of friends the last time we had an election that was in fear of that president. So, you know, the church, it's an opportunity for us to stand united. No fear. God's bigger than the president of the United States. And so we need to unite. And to bring a change, because it's the church that's going to bring a change, not a man, not a president, right? Or whether you're Republican or Democrat or whatever else is out there, that's not what's going to change things. It's the church. It's the people that are going to unite and make a change. So how do we make a change? What do we set our goals on for this year? What do we hope to accomplish this year? Hope to see in our lives and in the lives of our families? There's always hope. Hope for better. Because God is the source of hope. He's the origin of hope, right? So in Hebrews chapter 12, the first verse says, therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance to the race that is set before us. fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Let us lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race set before us. We can't run when we're entangled with sin. We can't run when we're entangled with things like fear, doubt, shame, addictions. And it's not just these boys that are addicted, right? A lot of people struggle with a lot of things. It's just open. It's just out in the open with them. And they're wanting to do something about it. But everyone struggles with something, even if it's an addiction to thinking negative condemnation toward yourself. You can be addicted to negative thinking, habitually negative thinking about you or about critical spirit about other people. There's all kinds of addictions out there. Anything that is something that's got a hold on you and that you can't seem to let go of, try as you might, you fight it and fight it and fight it, and you can't let it go. You just can't. It's that you set the goal of, I'm never going to do that again, or I'm going to, you know, Jesus, take this. We cry out to the Lord. We beg him to take it from us, and it's not leaving. How do we get past that? Because we want to run as if to win, not as if to lose. We don't want to run with entanglement around us, because we're only going to just shuffle along. I saw when I came in tonight, during worship, I saw chains and big shackles and chains of bondage. Has anyone ever felt a chain of bondage on you? Be honest, honestly, of some sort. Yes, we've all had it, because the enemy attacks all of us. There's not one. Otherwise, Jesus wouldn't have had to die for us, right? And he died for us all. So we have these chains of bondage of some sort, and we've gotten victory. Everybody's gotten, hopefully, as you've walked with the Lord throughout your life, you've gotten some measure of victory, and some of the chains have actually broken and fallen off. You might have picked up a few others, or you've gotten some measure, a measure of freedom. The Lord wants us to walk in full freedom. Full freedom. And so the other thing I saw was, there are angels here tonight that have keys to take those shackles off. So this is changing my whole, thought I was going to speak about tonight. I talk a lot about mind renewal and what we think, what we subconsciously think about is everything. It will either cause us to run as if to win, keeping our eyes on the goal, or it will cause us to be bound in those shackles. It's all in your thought life. That's how the enemy attacks us. That's how we attack ourselves. It's all in the thoughts. What you think, you empower. You've heard me say that, and you'll probably hear me say it until my last breath. It's what the Lord's given me to talk about, healing. And it's not just emotional and spiritual healing. Physical healing plays into that too. What you think about your body. Do you bless your body or do you curse it? Are you angry at it for failing you? Or do you bless it and have a hope for better? Because your body will respond to what you're believing. Our minds are powerful. We are made in the image of God, and we're complex. So the big word I heard over and over tonight was doubt. Doubt. Doubt is to be certain about something or someone, to be uncertain about something or someone, or have difficulty believing in something. So we all know that we shouldn't doubt anything to do with the Lord, right? But we do. When we think of can I make a change this year? Can I do it? Can I stop doing this or that? Can I stop eating whipped cream? So we start doubting ourselves. If it's something very strong, like say you have a doubt, you have a fear, like fear, or even doubt itself. Doubt itself, if you're somebody that's riddled with doubt, that is a shackle on you, because you're going to doubt everything in your life. You're going to doubt that somebody loves you. You're going to doubt that you're accepted. You're going to doubt that you can accomplish anything, that you know, like if you're in school, that you can finish it, or that you can go, you can accomplish a goal that you've set that seems a bit high. You're going to doubt. Every one of us get plagued with doubt. Or is it just me? I know it's not just me. Doubt is something we all struggle with at one point or another. Fear is another one. A lot of fear. So if you think of going into the new year, what do you think about? Are your thoughts set on the goal ahead? Are your thoughts set on this is going to be a new year? This is going to be a year of unlimited possibilities. This is going to be a year of change. This is going to be a year of expectation that I can, because the I am lives in me. Therefore, I can. Right? Or is it, I don't know, I failed last year. I didn't do so good. It's the fourth time I failed at trying this, whatever it is. Or I just can never seem to get ahead, or I can't ever seem to, and you start thinking in this muck of what has been instead of what could be. We're afraid to believe for the what could be, because that takes faith. And then you have to believe in that which you do not see. It's easier to stay in doubt to have faith, right? It's easier. It's easier for the flesh. The flesh doesn't like to be challenged. So it's easier for us to say in our minds, it's easier for me to have doubt than to believe for something that's beyond me. I've really struggled with this last year. It's been a two-year struggle for me, but of getting more public with my teaching. I don't want to. Just saying. I tend to be a little quiet, shy person. And that's easier for me. So my want to, I've had to, because I know God's asking me to get out there more. And so I've had to ask Him to give me a bigger want to, and conquer my doubts that I can, and have I want to do it with joy, the joy set before me, right? I don't want to focus on me and my lack, what I perceive as lack. I want to focus on what He's given me to put out there, and believe Him that it must be important, or He wouldn't be asking me to do it, because He knows I don't want to. So it's like, give me the want to. So now He's got the want to in me, because I've wrestled with this. So now I have the want to, and now I'm working on the time. And so then what's He do? He gives me help. So I have this team around me now that are offering to help me. God will do that with you. When you set a goal and you say yes to Him, I don't care what it is. If it's struggling past addiction, or struggling just through something that, like doubt is a real big one tonight. I don't know why. How many of you struggle with doubt? believe. Oh, that's why. That's why. All right. And so here's the other thing I feel like I'm to do. I would like to demonstrate for you getting free of doubt. So what I need is a volunteer. Way back there. His hand shot right up. So that's awesome. So, you know, this is like totally faith thing right here. Because I don't know him. Come on up here. And he doesn't know me, I don't think. Have you met me before?
No.
All right, so we're strangers. My name's Londa.
My name's
Matt.
Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you. And so I never, when I do this in this kind of, like, obviously, I have no idea of the outcome, right? I don't know how he's going to respond to me or the Lord or anything. So this is totally stepping out on faith, but I'm way okay with that because I've done it a lot, and the Lord's always been faithful. So he's going to get free of doubts. And I'm very confident. Very confident. God's so good. He's so good. He hasn't failed yet in healing somebody that he's when he's asked me to do this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk him through this, and so that you can see how it works. It's called the value exchange. So I don't have time to go into teaching you the value exchange. So I'm going to demonstrate it to you. And then I'm going to take you all through, because a lot of you had doubt. I'm going to take the whole audience through after I take Matt. And then if you get stuck, don't get scared, because you might get stuck. And there'll probably be some of you that will. This team over here is trained, and they will help you. So all you have to do is either come over and get them or raise your hand, and they'll help you. You'll get free of doubt. No doubt. All right? So I'm just going to start working with Matt, and you can just see how this flows, and then I'll take you all through, and you're going to get free. So Matt, one of the things that the Lord has shown me is that when we hold a negative, like doubt or fear or anger, doesn't matter what it is, even addiction. When we hold a negative, there is a flesh benefit to having that negative, or we wouldn't do it. Because as Christians, I'm assuming you're a Christian.
Yes.
So as Christians, we don't want to say yes to the flesh. We have Holy Spirit living in us. We want to say yes to Jesus. And the Holy Spirit, we want to flow. We want to run as if to win. But our flesh has a different idea. So our flesh says, I want to doubt, because it's easier than faith. Faith is believing for that which you do not see. That takes a little faith. Doubt is easy. It's easy to stay in doubt. You're familiar with it. We're comfortable with it. So there's a benefit that we place on doubt, or we wouldn't hold it. So I'm just going to give you some examples of what the benefit could be, and then you tell me what witnesses with you, okay? So if I hold on to doubt, then I have a reason. I have an expectation of failing, and so that it won't hurt so much. So it's self-protection in that way. Or if I hold on to doubt, it gives me I knew. It's like an out. It's dependency. You're dependent on it. Yeah. And do you feel like it protects you in a way? Because
in a way, you know, you shouldn't have doubt, but it's been there for so long and it's so easy to go to. Rather than having faith in God, which is hard at first, but once you train yourself to do it, then it's actually pretty easy.
So, but you're still struggling with.
Yeah.
All right, so it's not that easy. So we do try. We do have to train ourselves and come into agreement. But the benefit, it's a flesh benefit. So the benefit, majorly, that I would see in what he's saying is that self-protection. Because if I hold doubt and that thing doesn't happen like I hoped it would, then I'm not so disappointed. I've got a cushion on my heart. Does that feel true? It's kind of a heart cushion.
For the doubt?
Yeah. If I hold on to doubt and that thing that I'm hoping for doesn't happen, but I've got doubt there, I doubt that it will, then when it doesn't, I'm not so disappointed because I already knew.
Yeah, that's like a cushion.
Yeah, that's a cushion. All right. We're on the same. We got it. All right. So that benefit is what is holding doubt in place. Does that make sense? Okay, because you placed value on doubt. That's what we do. We put a value on it, and that's why it's so hard to let it go, is because we've placed value. So what I'm going to ask you to do is put doubt and its benefit up on the altar in front of Jesus. You just picture Jesus, and he's got his altar. There's a little altar in front of him. I like to use that picture because we sacrifice things that have value on the altar, right? That's what the altar was for. So just put doubt. And when you do that, do you feel any resistance to letting doubt go? Because sometimes there's a resistance. So what's the resistance?
It's what should not be there in your life, trying to get you to hold on to that doubt, because that is his somewhat control over you. And if he loses that control, then like the end of the Bible says, he's going to lose.
Okay, so doubt keeps you in control? You're the one. Okay, but you're the one choosing to doubt. The enemy can't make you doubt. So it's you. So if you think about letting go of doubt and not having that to hold on to protect your heart, how does that feel if you can't use it anymore?
It feels like something's missing.
Something's missing.
Yep.
And do you trust him to do that?
Yes.
All right. So if you think then of letting doubt go, you're going to put it on the altar, and you're going to also put the benefit, the heart, the flesh benefit of self-protection on the altar. If you do that and you say, and you let Jesus take it, does that feel like it would be okay? All right, good. All right, so I want you to do that, and then I'm going to lead you through a prayer. So just put that up on the altar, ignore them, and just say, Jesus, I recognize that I have held on to doubt.
I recognize that I have held on to doubt.
And I have used doubt.
And I've used doubt.
In order to protect my heart.
In order to protect my heart.
So now I ask your forgiveness for doing this.
I ask your forgiveness for doing this.
So close your eyes now. Just picture Jesus. You're giving that to him. Just say, Jesus, I thank you. For taking doubt.
I choose to break my agreement with doubt.
And all of its ungodly benefits. And
I command
all demonic assignments
connected
to doubt.
And its benefits
has to go now in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask you cleanse this place for Matt. As you just clean this place out, just take the doubt. And Lord, what would you like to give him in exchange? All you have to do is receive. Just receive. So you just receive it, because he's going to do it right now. Yeah. So just close your eyes and receive it. Just picture him. You've given the doubt. Lord, what do you want him to have?
Patience.
How does it feel?
Feels a lot better than what I just handed over. Yeah.
So you feel it? I'm not
a very patient person. I'm more of like a real anxious person. But like since I did this, I feel like comfortable with it.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I bless Matt. God, I thank you for healing. And I ask you guard his heart. You continue to raise him up as a mighty man of God. That he would have confidence in himself and in God in him. For he is unstoppable, God, with you. All things are possible with you. And I bless this young man. I thank you for healing in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you. Now, he can't make that up. You can't make yourself feel better. We try it all the time, right? We try to tell ourselves, well, I'm not going to doubt anymore. But you never get that peace. Nothing ever changes, except for we have little shifts, you know, gradually little things will shift. And that's good, but this is way quicker to do it this way. So do you all understand that we put value on negative things like doubt or fear or anger, worry, stress, anxiety, depression? It doesn't matter what it is. We put a flesh value on it, or we wouldn't hold it. So it's kind of an upside down thinking. So I'm going to take you all through everybody that has doubt. If you don't have doubt, pick something that you do struggle with. Because everybody struggles with something. You know, we're all a process. Nobody's arrived yet. Even me, for sure. Nobody's arrived. Jesus arrived for us. And so we're in process. So this is the one way we can speed up the process. So everybody got your thing you're struggling with? Doubt, fear, whatever it is. Put it on the altar. Just close your eyes. And this is just between you and Jesus. And if you get stuck, I want you to raise your hand. Team, I want you to watch. So if you get stuck, raise your hand so that the team can help you. Put whatever it is you're struggling with up on the altar in front of Jesus. And just say, Jesus, I recognize that I have held on to doubt or whatever it is. And I have used doubt or whatever you've got in order to protect my heart. It's going to be something like protect self-protection, self-elevation, self-comfort, self-motivating. It's going to be something like that. It's going to be a value. So get your value. So I recognize that I have used doubt in order to protect my heart or whatever it is. And I ask your forgiveness for doing this. So now I choose to break my agreement with doubt or whatever you're dealing with and its benefits. And I command all demonic assignments connected to all these things, you have to go in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you cleanse this place for them. Just cleanse it. And Lord, I ask that you fill them up now with what do you want to give them in place of what they've just given you. Just receive. All you have to do is receive right there. Lord's always got something for you. Just receive it, however he chooses to give it. How many of you feel like you got some breakthrough there? Look at that. Isn't that sweet? Does anybody need some help? If you need some help, it's easy to get stuck in these things because it's kind of a different way of thinking. Awesome. You guys did great. In Mark 11:23, it says, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart in God's unlimited power, but believes that what he says is going to take place, it will be done for him according to the will of God. When we have that kind of faith, it is in accordance with the will of God. But we have to not have doubt. when we pray, even if we, sometimes when we pray and we know it's the will of God, we still have doubt that God's going to do that for us or for the person that we just prayed for. So it's really important to get rid of doubt or fear or anything that entangles you. There's still some angels that still have keys for freedom. And I believe some of those keys are for physical healing right now. Jesus. If you would like prayer for addiction, I'd like you to come forward. If you'd like to be free of that, just come on forward. There's no reason to hold on to that one. And I'd like to invite the team to come up and start ministering to these guys. I feel like some of you have some fear of. So this year is going to be a great year of new opportunities and beginnings. There's going to be a lot of change this year, a lot of shifting. A lot of people are shifting right now. If you have any fears or doubts about the shift that you're in, some of it started a couple months ago for some of you. And some of you are just now in the middle of that shifting. If you have any doubts or fears or concerns about that shift, I'd like you to come forward and we'll pray for you. Shifting sometimes takes courage to get in that shift. I also keep hearing my migraines. Does anybody here suffer with migraines? I'm okay to be wrong. Also feel like the Lord wants to heal relationships, just friendships, marriages, relationships. If you'd like prayer for that, I invite you to come forward. I'd like to pray for you. How many of you are ready to face the new year? Without shackles, right? You don't have to have those. We don't have to be in bondage. Jesus came to set us free. This is how you get free. This is a quick, easy way on how to get free. If you practice this and make it your new default, then you're going to walk in a freedom. In your mind won't consistently go to the negative. It will consistently go to the new default, which is taking it to Jesus and getting freedom. He's meant for you to, he paid a high price so that you can walk in freedom. We need to take advantage of it because it's for you. So I just want to pray over you a New Year's blessing. I just want to pray over you. And that young man there with the navy blue shirt and the bright yellow, yeah. Earlier in worship, I saw your heart, like just the door to your heart swung wide open. And Jesus just wants you to know he's all in. He's going to meet you there. I just see a wide open, yes, come on in. And so the Lord wants you to know he's on it. He's doing it. So, Father, I just lift up this group of mighty, mighty people, Lord. I thank you for taking our chains and shackles. I just thank you, God, that you have freedom for us. I thank you for the abundance of blessing. I thank you that your Spirit pours out to all who call upon your name, the name of your Son, Jesus. I thank you that you love in such an amazing, tremendous way. I thank you that you are calling us to go higher, to not be stuck in the miry mud, to not be thinking that we have to have these chains or there's no way out or there's no hope or to be caught in a place of negative thinking. God, you have freedom for us and you've provided a way. And I just thank you. I praise your holy name. I praise your holy name. I just like the healing team to just line up here. And we're going to, if you want, just laid hands on and just to be blessed. We're not going to prophesy over you. We're just going to bless you. Speak a quick prayer of blessing over you. So if the healing team just line up here. Scoot down this way just a little bit, girls. Anybody that's available. And I want y'all to just come up and we're just going to bless you. Speak just a quick New Year's blessing for you to walk in the abundance of thinking in joyful expectation rather than negativity or hopelessness. All right? So I bless you in Jesus' name.